From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, okay. You made it to Friday. And I think I said this a couple times this week. I think spring won the battle. It's finally here. Might be another front try to blow through here, but just beautiful. It's and I'll steal this from our late leader and general manager Chip Lusko, who went to glory just a few days ago, and of course a beautiful memorial we had Monday, which, by the way, you'll still find the memorial if you missed it. Go to calvarynm.church. But what I was going to say is steal from him. I heard him say just like in the last year, it is Chamber of Commerce weather outside. Well said, Chip. Being Friday, we've been talking about an event coming up tonight at Hoffmantown Church in Albuquerque. That's Harper and Ventura. It starts at 7 o'clock, and let me just tell you right off the bat, your family doesn't have plans, plan on this. It's a great family outing, and it's no cost to attend. A Christian talent search for middle school, high school students, essentially showcasing their God-given talents, and it'll be students from public, private, homeschool. They were all welcome to audition, and the top 10 finalists performed tonight. Thanks to specifically, Terry and Maria Sari Janow of the Janow Academy of Music for putting this together for the community. I went to last year's, and it was really a lot of fun and just so impressive to see these young people and their talents and encouraging in that they could be doing so many other things, and to see them doing something great like this. And it is a great family outing tonight. Part of the evening also will be a multi-generational chorus to open up the event. And again, it's free. It's at Hoffmantown Church. And if you want details, go to abqgodstalent.com. All right. Coming up later in the hour, we're going to re-air that short interview with Adam Holtz, talking about it being a media-savvy family. We'll also get our next Friday financial update with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates. So it's full hour, and we're going to kick it off welcoming into studio Damon Kester and Justin Schwinn,
like the bicycle.
I got it. I got it right the first time. Is the D silent?
No, but okay, makes it easier to say.
Yeah. I had a Schwinn growing up.
Yeah, cool. Who didn't?
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
I had the banana seat one.
Yeah. Anyway, we digress. SamsonSociety.com, by the way. You may go there and kind of follow along with us. But I'll throw it out to either one of you guys. For those not familiar with Samson Society, and we'll go into the history of it here in a minute, but essentially, how would you describe Samson Society?
Well, I've been saying it wrong all along. I guess I've been saying Samsonite Society.
There? Okay. Yeah, so I picture a gorilla throwing around a suitcase.
Right. That's okay. Very similar.
Yeah, Damon, get real close to that mic.
All right, brother.
There you go. Is that better, Jared, our engineer? Okay.
It's a community of Christian men that are looking for authentic brotherhood. I would say anybody that feels like they're overcome with some sort of compulsive sin in any which way. Some would say that it would lean on sexual brokenness, if it be a pornography or anything within that realm of sin that's going to take them away from God. This is an opportunity to come back and find a group of men that are willing to share their story honestly, openly, without any shame or judgment.
Right.
And at the same time, find love, find acceptance, and find the ability to share probably things they've never shared before.
Yeah.
And ultimately see God for who he is, a loving, caring father, which is spoken from the pulpit every single week.
Right. Yeah, and actually, one thing I want to touch on that you mentioned, just to make sure in case someone's listening, I don't want to miscommunicate, to come back. It's not necessarily for people who already know Jesus. If you say you have a friend who has a life-dominating sin that maybe hasn't made a commitment to Christ, is this a place to bring them, or is this not essentially set up to be evangelical?
I would say that it's we welcome everybody, but it is very Christ-centric.
Yeah.
And really,
as the Lord leads.
Yeah, I think that any as people come, they're going to realize their brokenness. I mean, you can go to AA, and it's going to talk about your higher power. We know who that is.
That's
Jesus Christ. But what's unique about the Samson Society is that it really is a place where we share each other's load. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a place to be vulnerable and authentic, And so as guys, being vulnerable is difficult. We just don't like to be vulnerable.
Yeah. I've always kind of thought that was kind of a generational thing. Maybe people my dad's age.
Right.
It seems like, I don't know, especially in the church. We hope, right, that guys will open up more, be more authentic.
Right.
Now let's go back to what it started with was actually a pastor, right?
Yeah.
One of the things that I was, as we were talking off the air before we came on with Damon and Justin, the gentleman, what's Nate's last name?
Nate Larkin.
Nate Larkin, who started Samson Society. His story is on the website, and if nothing else today, guys, let me encourage you to go to SamsonSociety.com and watch that video of Nate Larkin talk about authentic and transparent and it's an encouraging video. I mean, you can see his brokenness in the video, which, if we're falling at the foot of the cross, hopefully we're all getting that way.
Right. And I think that that's probably a huge issue, not just for men, but for women as well, and especially in the church culture, if you will. Casting Crowns wrote a song about it, Shiny Happy People or something, where, you wear our masks and we're not authentic.
Yeah, the Facebook you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just being vulnerable and being true to yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's powerful.
And I would also say that Nate wrote a book called Samson and the Pirate Monks.
Yeah.
Ironically, it's got the same name, and it outlines kind of the history of the Samson Society, his thoughts behind writing the charter of Samson Society, and also his story and what led to this whole outcome of the shame and his growing up in a very rigid culture and just very overwhelming and how that drove him into not being enough and feeling that in front of God he wasn't enough. And that's what drove him into this compulsive brokenness. And
man, he was smack dab in the middle of the Bible Belt, Franklin, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Just some of the stuff I found on the website. I mean, it started with just 12 guys, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And shortly after grew to 50. And the book you mentioned, Samson and the Pirate Monks, subtitled what we've already talked about, Calling Men to Authentic Brotherhood.
Yeah.
It says here was to inspire other men to launch similar groups.
Yeah.
It's really, clearly it's grown a lot, a lot farther
it's
than
worldwide.
Frank.
Yeah. It's worldwide. It's all around the world.
So go to SamsonSociety.com, find out about the No Bull Brotherhood. I love that.
Right.
So much more. One of the things I also found on the website, I really love this, cause it makes it clear to guys that are thinking about being a part of this, what it's not.
Right.
Cause it's not a substitution for your fellowship at church.
Correct.
It's not a church. It's not an accountability group.
Right.
It's a safe place to go to share struggles, sharpen one another. You guys could better articulate, more on how, it's not necessarily an accountability group, but so it's not a men's group. Explain. Now, we're not inviting ladies to show
correct,
up. At,
correct, okay. correct, correct, correct. So I think the gist of that is, you know, God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth.
Yeah.
So the typical men's group, you're going to have men going back and forth the whole entire time. In a typical Samson meeting, a person speaks and a person speaks. After, nobody speaks until that person's through speaking. And if that person invites others to speaking, like Damon's a pastor, if they say, hey, Damon, hey, could you really tie some scripture into this?
Right.
Damon will tie some scripture into it. Uh-huh. But during the speaking, no one's spoken over. They're allowed to, right, wrong, or the other, they're just allowed to speak what is right on their heart. And in doing so, that's the cathartic element of making it different than a typical men's group,
right,
where there's a leader and it's always led and there's only one person teaching. Everybody has a say until right everybody says what they need to say. Nobody's really talking over anybody.
Yeah. And what's nice too is like when you speak after you're, you know, we pick up on things that they're saying, body language, you know, just you can pick up on things and tell where somebody's at. And then you can, you know, you can throw something in encouraging, you know, hey, I feel you, man, you're speaking right to me. I couldn't have said it better. You know, just
Ephesians 4:29.
Yeah. Just sharing the load, man. Really? Yeah. It's amazing group.
Now, one of the things that also stood out to me and kind of on the same topic about, you know, I don't want to say ground rules, but just, you know, the way the group is set up. There was an interesting part on the website that I found that was talking about someone who, you know, when they were new to the group, they were like, I don't get this no crosstalk rule and why. But there's some real thought put into this.
Yeah, that's what Justin was alluding to with the crosstalk. You're not going to have somebody, interject while you're talking.
Okay.
You know, they're going to wait until you're done and... and then, you know, usually sometimes we speak into it, but most of the time we just kind of go around the room and everybody shares and then we'll have a general topic, you know, that we can dig into.
And one of the other big elements to this is I feel like a lot of guys come into it and they're trying to perpetuate their own pain on somebody else sometimes because they don't want to really be honest. So not being able to speak over somebody and just listening, a lot of times, just like Damon said, they get to hear what they really relate to. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, now they're not perpetuating or pushing any of their own hurt or pain on somebody. Right. Now they're actually speaking their pain and their hurt. If it's, hey, my wife might have left me or my dog died or I'm having struggles at work or whatever that is. It doesn't have to be even I'm struggling with porn, whatever that looks like. And we're open to it. And it's open. Hey, can you guys pray for me? Or can you guys just sit with me? Whatever that is, we give everybody that space they need, which I think is really, really cool. Because the best part about that for me, I can speak for me, is it's taught me empathy,
right,
where I'm able to hear those people and put their boots on my feet and walk in their boots for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And not just come to the meeting thinking, well, I've got to wear my shoes. I got to offload what I got on my chest. But it's also, I'm also able to sit with those people or speak into them if they have space for me to speak into them. And it's just, it's a very welcoming, very safe, very growing group.
Yeah, it is growing. And what's nice, though, too, is that we share the same struggle. You know, it's the same struggle. Everything in this world today, in our society today, is sexualized.
Yeah.
You know, from deodorant to toothpaste, you know, it's just everything is sexualized and hypersexualized. And yet there's still this inner kind of a taboo that we have or this shame and guilt that we all share in covering this up. And what's nice about the empathy piece Justin was talking about is it really teaches us, or when you come to the group, you really learn how to listen to understand instead of listening mm-hmm. to respond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's mm-hmm. that's huge.
You know, one of the things I want to touch on, too, before we go to a break, you were talking about, you know, understand, you all deal with the same thing. And the group is open to men mm-hmm. Who have life-dominating sin that they want to address and get assistance with from a brotherhood of men that'll encourage them to
right.
You know, walk righteously. Mm-hmm. And essentially, I think, you know, since some of them may not struggle with sexual sin, maybe, you know, gambling, maybe drinking, maybe whatever.
Right.
I almost want to go to where Paul said, where the commonality is, the good that I want to do, I do not do.
Right.
And what I do not want to do, I do.
Yeah.
Would you agree? I mean, that's really the kind of the common thing that's
right.
Struggle.
I mean, yeah, I think for the most part, most of the group, there's an underlying, I don't know. I mean, a sexual sin as a,
I would say it's a commonality, but it's not required.
Right,
we've had
right.
guys in there.
It's not exclusive.
And we've had guys in there that haven't.
Alcohol and
what does sin do? Sin takes us away from God.
That's right.
But it also takes us away from community.
Mm-hmm.
It isolates us.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, what is Samson Society about? It's about having a community where we can be in a place where we can be present with God mm-hmm. and be one with God,
right,
and get away from the isolation. So we've had guys that have showed up not knowing what it was about before, looked at a connect group and showed up, and next thing they know, they're like, I really like this because you dudes, you tell the truth.
Yeah.
And this is not a struggle to me, but I feel connected, more connected than I've ever been before.
Yeah. Right.
And I can just tell you what I struggle with life, and
whether it's anger, road rage in Albuquerque.
It sounds like a group that's full of koinonia.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is a beautiful word for it. That's perfect.
Okay. Hey, we're up against the break. We're going to do that real quick. In studio with us, Damon Kester and Justin Schwinn. From Samson Society. We've got a few more minutes to walk through. We're going to do that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Today in studio with us, we're visiting with Damon and Justin with the Samson Society. Go to samsonsociety.com to find out more. You know, essentially, and actually the description I'm going to use is describing Samson House, but really the group that meets weekly, guys.
Yeah,
okay?
Weekly.
It provides a safe place, physical place for guys to go, for Christian men to bring their real selves and say the real truth about the things they've kept hidden, and to encourage one another. And off the air, we were talking about how difficult it can be for guys to find someone that they can do that with. Right. And some guys have, you know, not just some guys, most of us, if not all of us, as we've walked our Christian walk, because we're not in heaven yet and we're walking along people that still have flesh on their bones,
right.
People get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, trust is not an easy thing to gain back.
Right.
So talk about that guy who's like, yeah, you know what? That'd be great if I could find someone, but I have a real hard time with trust, man. What do you tell that guy?
Well, you know, we call him a Silas. You know, and you don't have to have one, but when you come to the group and as you get more involved and you kind of understand what's going on and what the group's all about, how we're bringing sin to the light, and then we offer them, you know, the ability to pick a Silas, somebody that they feel a connection to, that'd be like, hey, I'm going to pick you. Would you be my Silas? And we're all supposed to be open to being a Silas to somebody. So it's just somebody to walk along beside you to be authentic and let you know, hey, I'm not just checking on you, but you're going to also be, you know, I'm going to be open and real with you and my struggles as well.
And also if that trust issue is there, that Silas is also encouraged to lead with their own story of brokenness. Mm-hmm. To say things probably that most guys are not going to say, establishing that realm of safety, and vulnerability and saying things that you who struggle with the trust saying, man, I never thought that someone would tell me that. And in doing so, you're like, well, if that guy told me that, he's really trusting me. I might be able to give him a nugget of my trust. Mm. And it's just, it just takes time. And it's just like an onion. You just peel back layer by layer. And it's more deeper down to that core where God is really sitting there to love you.
Well, it's like the, like it says, hidden sin. You know, the, that's how the enemy wins. When we hide our sin, we feel the shame. We feel the guilt. We feel the need to lie and to cover things up. And when you bring it to the light, it robs the enemy of ammunition. You know, when you bring it to the light and I share my story and my truth with my brothers, where's the enemy going to come in and lord anything over me? Because it's all out in the open. There's nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to our discussion today on the Samson Society and you hear from Damon and Justin and you think, you know what? I'm going to check it out. So
yeah, absolutely.
What are the steps guys would take to connect with the group that you guys have on a weekly basis?
Yeah, we meet at we actually meet at my church at 8818 Second Street Alameda Baptist Church at 5:30 on Tuesdays, and so it's 5:30 to 7-ish?
7 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
First 30 minutes is just kind of just setting in, shooting the bull.
Kind of doing a little check-in. Yeah. How's your week? What's going on?
And you said 8818 Alameda?
Second Street. It's Alameda Baptist.
Okay.
And worst case scenario, if that gets lost and they write it down on a sheet of paper, then go to samsonsociety.com and they search for a meeting and they type in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Okay. It'll pop up.
Okay. So this is the exclusive Albuquerque group.
Yeah.
Okay. And you brought up something important too. You said Alameda Baptist Church is your church. Not a prerequisite.
No.
There's guys from, it's the body of Christ.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's the church universal.
Yeah.
That's what it says in our charter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure too, because purpose to make sure really what we do here is be a megaphone for what you guys are trying to communicate to the guys that are listening. Before we wrap up today, is there anything we've left out that you want to make sure we touch on?
Yeah, we have an in-person meeting, which is once a week. That meeting also is not just our only outlet. We communicate with each other throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that Samson Society is more than just a meeting. It's when we say it's authentic, we are a part of each other's lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll go play top golf together. We'll go hiking in the Sandias. Whatever that looks like, we want to be a part of each other's lives at a deeper level, just as much as a church body is.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel within that, that's where that authenticity and that real, we'll say it, brotherhood happens.
Yeah. Mm.
Because you do life together.
Yeah, brotherhood and koinonia that we already mentioned implies family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that fellowship.
And lastly on that, the point I wanted to say is they have an online community too. So if you don't have the ability to make it to our Tuesday night group, they have 62 meetings a week that happen online too, which is through the website.
Okay.
So if you could not make one of those meetings, they have virtual meetings, which is the same setup. So for our guys, we recommend if they go on the road, they have that ability to jump on too.
Right. And clearly what I'm hearing is, hey, if you can get to a meeting, it's the better route.
Oh, absolutely.
But what a great resource, though, through the website at samsonsociety.com. Did you have something else?
Just that, the online meetings are great, but I just, that fellowship that you get from an in-person meeting and just how the relationships you build, it's powerful, it's impactful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's changed. I'm a better pastor, better husband.
A cyber hug just isn't the same, is it?
Yeah. I mean, it'll do in a pinch.
Yeah, but it is. Thank God that resource is available.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, Damon, Justin, guys, thanks. Thanks for your transparency. Thanks for coming in and sharing about Samson Society.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
and
Steve.
God willing, man, we're going to see some guys reach out and lives being healed.
I hope so.
And relationships being built. and God being glorified.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Hey, stay with us. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to get our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates. Right after the break, though, we're going to re-air a short segment talking about being a media savvy family. Adam Holtz, who's done some work with Plugged In at Focus on the Family. We'll hear him coming up right after the break on ABQ Connect.